I'm bringing this to the show to ask you a question because you are quite an authority on this subject. However, in hindsight, I'm thinking, should I be asking Michael, your husband, as opposed to you? But you're here.
Jeez, I'm curious now.
So you're here.
Right.
So it's you.
Mm.
My beautiful partner, Diana, has decided for health reasons she might try a bit of gluten-free and maybe back the carbs off it a little bit, like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, should I take 4 weeks annual leave and maybe move, you know, just holiday in Fiji until it's all over, the first 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a red flag for us to separate?
Oh, I think it's a deal breaker.
Deal breaker?
Yeah.
Would you be okay if you dropped it for me? Because I couldn't do it. I love it dearly. It'd be very tough for me. If you could just go, hi, Steve just wanted to say you dropped. Why? Well, he's frightened of what I went through when I went gluten-free and off the carbs.
It's, you know what?
So I remember you.
If it was 20 years ago, definitely break up. But these days,
okay.
It's fine.
I've seen the gluten-free options. I've chewed on those rock buns.
Look, the bread's still not great, let's be honest.
Yeah.
We can pretend all we like and go, oh, this one's pretty good. Yeah, well, this one just doesn't taste as cardboardy as the last one.
And it doesn't matter how much butter you drown it in, I presume.
Nah. Look, I haven't had a fresh sandwich.
Doesn't soften them up?
No, I haven't had a fresh, like, fresh bread without it being toasted for 2 years now, two and a half years.
Wow.
So, yeah, the bread's not great. But, I mean, apart from that, everything else is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, there's so much out there.
Righto.
So, yeah, don't be running away from her just yet.
Okay. Right. No, it was just more, I'm thinking of the moods due to having the lack of carbs and the lack of gluten. And I know it knocked you around a little bit.
Well, you do get a little bit cranky.
Oh, I wasn't even cranky. It was more scared.
Yeah, cranky sad.
I'll be sitting here eating my cream bun next to you.
Well, that's mean. Like, occasionally, Mike will kind of do that sort of stuff.
Right.
It's not his problem, so I've got to get over it.
There you go.
Really, I do.
Well, though, to be honest, I have said to him, I will fully support you. That doesn't mean go on it, but understand it more.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, he's pretty good. He'll say, like, for instance, yesterday, it's like, well, where do you want to go? Because we wanted to have a bite out.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't care. And he went, no, you do care. Yeah. I'd rather you choose, because otherwise we're going to be stuck with only one or two options.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that.
But and drop comments like, how good's this cheesy garlic bread?
Don't do that. I would actually kill for a piece of garlic bread.
Cheesy garlic bread.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Now I'm getting cranky again.
Well, there we are.
Oh, Steve.
Now, and everyone
a sign
listening,
of things to come for you there,
but if
Steve.
Everyone's listening and Rise of United knows, that was just a little test.
Yeah,
you see? I just did a little slight test.
Started out okay.
Into my life by about Thursday.
Yeah. And you can do, like, you can still have a chicken schnitzel. I haven't had one in 2.5 years, but you can still do it.
And why don't you?
Well, because I can't be bothered. You got to go and get rice flour.
You might notice the crankiness is rising to the top.
And also, Steve, you might have to take a second mortgage out as well if Diana is going to go gluten-free.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Because it is about triple the price, most things.
No, it's okay, mate. She looks after herself.
No, but I mean, if you're taking her out for dinner.
She's a very independent woman, mate, with a job. I'm not paying for a dinner.
Yeah. And you're limited.
I know what you mean, though.
Yeah. It is limited. I had to chew on a piece of pork belly on Saturday when we went on the vineyard tour because that was all that was there for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you don't get a choice in what you have. It's like whatever's gluten-free. Well, there you go.
Yeah, see?
Chew on that.
One option.
That is why I'm glad I brought this up because I wanted to chest run and get the example because you started off, come on, Steve,
well,
it's nothing.
Well, I try to be positive.
Yeah, but now look.
But the reality is it
dark.
Sucks.
You're sadder than bloody Lockie was.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.